Kedvach, welcome back. We're in the middle of Siv Dalet. I think it's Kedai just to go over Siv Dalet a little bit quicker, and then because we left off, there was a lot more raid than Siv Dalet. And Halavai tonight, we should be able to finish Siv Dalet and maybe even Siv Hey. It's very Gishmak and Yonim, similar in Yonim. But let's go over it. Hamelech Chitin Letachain, if someone gives Chitin to a Tachan, to a grinder to grind, V'loy Lasason. And they didn't soak them beforehand to remove the chaff. Va'asan subin on mursan, or nasan kemak lanakt make a flour to a baker. Va'asli pas nefulin, and he made the fallen bread. It wasn't good bread, a good batch. Behema latabak, he gave a behema to a sheichet to shech. Ve'nibla, and he ruined the animal. So if bischar, if you hide them to do it, so they are like a shema sacha. So no matter what, chayavim l'shalom demayin. But if he only shechted bechinim, it was not bischas. He only has a din like a shem bechinim, who's chai v'pshia, but he's potter on anything beyond pshia, and anoinis. Im hoye tabach mumcha, if the tabach was a mumcha, so he's potter. Because if you hire a tabach for free, and he batches up, if he's a mumka, clearly if he batched up, it was a noinis. A mumka doesn't usually batch up. So if he batched up, he's a noinis, and therefore he's going to be a potter. V'meinu mumka, but if he's not a mumka, then he's going to be a chayiv. Because v'etka betin, who asked you to come and try to shecht me'ano? You're not a mumka, you're pretending to be a mumka. What are you doing? Why are you shecht me'ano for? You don't know what you're doing. So then that's considered a pshia, so then you'd be chayiv. But if you're a mumka, you're going to be a potter, because it's a noinis. But if I paid the guy, then even if he's a mumka, he's going to be chayv. Because if he's a shemes sacher, then he's chayv for even oinis. We're not talking about oinis like a shoyl, like oinis god. We're talking about oinis kein aveda we discuss, or kein geneva actually, oinis kein geneva. So a shemes sacher would be chayv for oinis kein geneva. So if he's paid, no matter what, he's chayv. If he's not paid, then if he's a mumka, he's pata. And if he's not a mumka, he's chayv, because it's a pshia. Why is he checked in the animal for if he's not a mumka? That's the halacha. What we did discuss last time is to take it apart. Like what happened to Adam Amazik here? L'chay shizich b'chayv. Adam Amazik, it wasn't just a shomer that didn't watch. He himself, b'kum v'asei, ruined the animal. And that we discussed that Shitas HaTaisis is, Tumahalchim, Shitas HaTaisis is that Adam Amazik, which is chayv lo'ilam, is only for Einis Kein Aved and not for Einis Kein Geneva. And these cases are Einis Kein Geneva. So therefore, you only can get him out of Shem Mesaka, because the Shem Mesaka is chayv for even an Einis Kein Geneva. That was one malak, and the other malak was the malak of the Riva, and that is that once you give something to somebody to do, to deal with, to work on, a sheikhet, whatever it is, he's no longer an Adam Amazik, and now you only can get him, so to speak, out as Dine Shmira, because Kilu, you accepted that mistakes happen, so beyond his degree of achrayus of shmir that he has, whatever he is, beyond that, you're patterning him from the din of Adam Mamazik. Those were the two shitas, and we said that could be in the Riva, you only pattern him on Adam Mamazik beyond his chayiv. But what he is chayiv means, let's say he's a shemachinin who is pesheya, who is a shemachinin, and he did not iskein gneva, maybe taka, then we can get him out of Adam Mamazik. It's only beyond what he's Mukhiv to do, beyond what I hired him to do, that he'll be potter because kilu like it's a built a mechilu. When I give it to him, I'm pattering from Adam Amazik. So, like Taisus Pashas, the chiv is out Shemira, Shemer, Shemesach, or Shemechinim, and like the Riva could be out Shemira, maybe for what he's already chayv, he's still licked in the din of Adam Amazik. Okay, those are the two sheetahs. But today, I would like to take it further to go on a lot of more halachas here. Just simple pshat, it says, Bishlam, you gave it to a sheikhet and he shechted. No, that's what I'm saying. You parted him like the Riva. You parted him from his din Adam Amazik beyond his din Shmir. I know you're working on it. I know mistakes happen. So I'm parting him from his din Adam Amazik beyond what you're supposed to be careful for. Hashem Mechin is only supposed to be careful for Pshia. So beyond Pshia, I'm parting him from your din Adam Amazik. But if you did pshia, who said I parted from Adam Amazik? Or Shem Mesoche is supposed to be responsible for Oynes Kein Geneva, so beyond that, for Oynes Gom, I parted you. But for Oynes Kein Geneva, I'll be Machayv you. Even as Adam Amazik could be. And we mentioned different nafkaminas between the two, Shmir Bebailim. There's a few nafkaminas that will come out, whether you're Din Shemer or Din Adam Amazik. Okay, let's just go over, just computer the words. The words need help here. I understand when I give it to a sheikhet and he batches up in the Shechita, I'm all, you know, mistakes happen, the animal, whatever, things happen. So I understand that your onus came geneva. Or let's say I give it to a baker and he bakes, and somehow, I don't know, it didn't come out the batch so well, he burnt it, whatever. I understand mistakes happen. But you give it to a tochen to grind, and he doesn't soak them, and he's supposed to soak them, that's outright negligence. It's outright pshia. So what's the mechab saying? He didn't soak them before he tried to remove the shaft. That's outright pshia for what's going on. So of course, I mean, you should be chayiv, of course, to board. Mumcha, not mumcha, schar, not schar. You should be chayiv, of course, to board. What's going on? So, rather, there are different gesoys in the Gemara. I don't want to get into it, but just straight, let's get to the bottom line. There's a Chasdei Dovid in Bava Kama, Perakir Alocha Dalid, who says that you're going to have to be mafarish, that's lav dafka. It doesn't mean that he didn't soak them at all. It just means, shalei losasan kol tzorchan. He didn't soak them fully. He didn't soak them properly. Ubetoyis, and he made a mistake. He thought that he already did it the full amount. He thought it was ready soaking for an hour. He didn't realize it was only 45 minutes. He made a mistake. It's a mistake. That's what it means, shalei sasasam. Mamel, it's only an oinis kein gneva. The Aruch HaShulchan over here says a very similar thing. Shalei losasan kuroi. He didn't do it properly. But it can't be he didn't do it at all. If he didn't do it at all, Vada, he's a Peshe, and there's nothing to talk about. All right. There's a lot of geshmaka things here. Let's try to... let's go on this one. When we talk about a tabach, and he shechted this animal, and he batched up, and he's chayiv. Let's say he's a Shem Masachah, so across the board, even a mumka is chayiv. So let's just work this out. My animal was worth $500. And now you batched up and you made it into a treifa, and now it's only worth $100. I can sell it for treifa meat to a goyim. So Pashas are going to tell me you have to pay me $400, right? That was the difference between a kshera and a treifa, right? But the Birchas would say, Chuvis Birchas said, then there's some in Samak, and the Kesar Kachem over here too, they clear a shayla like this. We don't know. When you have a live animal, there's no way to know if the animal is a kshera or a treifa. For all you know, there's circus, there's treifas inside the animal. You have no idea. So if you're going to try to sell this animal on the open market, maybe you'll get $300. Makes sense. I mean, the risk, right? Let's just say 50% of the animals are treifas. Make a simple marshal, right? So if it's vade kshera, the meat's worth $500. If it's vade treifa, the meat's only worth $100. If I'm selling you the risk, an animal, and it's, you know, buyers beware, you know, proceed at your own risk. It might be a treif, it might be a treira. You won't know until you shecht it. So if I had to sell you such an animal, I'm only going to sell for $300. Actuary will make that, right? 50% are kshayim, and then a treifa. So it's going to be, the price is going to be somewhere between a kosher dig animal and a treifa dig animal. So l'chayra, the value of that animal is only worth $300. L'chayra.
So for me to sell it on the open market.
No, that's if you sell it after you shecht it. But what happens if before, right now, before anyone shechts it, how much is this animal worth on the open market?
Why do you put it that way?
So that's the shayla. They want to know that maybe even
the price of a live lamb.
What do you say?
Price of a live
lamb is only $300 because there's a risk involved. So when I trafend up your animal, even if later on it's discovered that the animal is 100% kshera, if not for my batch up, means we checked it, there's no sirchas and no nothing. Everything was good except for my messing up in the shechita. Zok to Kesakachim and the Bechazerte, they don't know. Maybe I'm not paying $400. Maybe I only pay $200. I'll pay the difference between a live animal and the animal that I gave you. I took your live animal and I made it into a treifa.
I'm not getting this. Isn't it obvious, like you're saying? It was, if I go to you, you bought the animal for $300 on open market, so I shepherded it and I messed up. So here's it, $200 between that, and go buy another one.
Okay, very good. So you're,
it's not the other one.
No, the other thought is that the owner wasn't holding, perhaps, by selling the animal as a kshera. The owner was taking the animal, and the owner was going to shecht the animal, and if it turned out the kshera, which it did, it's worth $500, because now he has $500 of kosher meat to sell. And I messed up. I took his animal that could have been worth $500 and I botched up and I made it worth only $100.
So, again, why can't I give you the extra $100 plus $100 and go buy another animal? Why does it have to go kosher down this?
Because the animal you're buying me is also only a suffix. This guy had a kosher animal. We now did the bedikas after the shechita, and we now see it was 100% kosher. So if you want to buy me another animal that's 100% kosher, it will also cost you $500. I don't know how you're going to know. You have to bring it to some rebbe who could see through the animal and say it's 100% kosher. Otherwise, you can never know. A live animal, you can never know if it's kosher or not until you do bedikas.
Shouldn't your animal, I'm not going to pay you $500, but you could have gone and checked them this and that. You can go, here's me another, right?
That is the shayla. How do you reckon mazit?
You're not
going to
the
scar. Yeah, you're not going to the scar. Anyway, yeah, good. But the word is, did I batch up a suffix dig animal? Did I back up a chayra animal? Because it's now found chayra. Sorry? One second. Now the Kesef Kachim says that's clear that if this animal was already consigned out, he already had a buyer lined up that he sold it to him, and he told the buyer, "I'm going to shecht it, and if it's kshay, you pay me $500, and if it's treif, you only pay me $100." And now the butcher, the sheikh, had batched up. He was a butcher, then in the Konami. Then the Kesef Kachim just made it that then he'll pay $400. Because I had a buyer lined up who's willing to pay me $500 for this meat. The meat came out to be discovered as kosher. So you now have to pay me the difference between $500 and $100. Even if it's not mamish or the mazik, at least the kapakas is garmi. Means you were giving me the hes. I had a buyer lined up who's willing to pay me $500. So you messed me up on that $500. So mamili, you pay me that difference, $400. But if I don't have a buyer lined up, they declare shaila, do you pay the $400? So you do pay only $200. And then the Brichas Ratzeis turns the table around. He said, what happens if do I batch up, we open up the animal, we see it was anyway a treifa? Because for me, it was anyway a treifa. What do I do? Do you say you pay $200? Because till you opened up the animal, it was a suffix, it was worth $300, and now it's only worth $100. Or could I tie it? Hey, it was anyway a treifa. So what do I do? I made noch a treifa, I made a nevela. What did I do already? It was anyway a treifa. It's going to be the same treifa meat that he's selling to goyim. So I didn't do anything. So maybe I should be poten ganzen. Sorry? And pay well, goyim for treifa, you don't need a shechita. You can stun the animal too. Okay, so whatever. Maybe I saved you, you know, that 5 cents for killing the animal.
I charged $100.
Yeah, but I patched up. I can't get a service which I didn't provide, but it wouldn't have made a difference to you. The only thing I provided was that I made it from alive to dead. I didn't give a shkita. I patched up on the shkita.
What's happened then if he checks it and finds out that it was straight and doesn't get paid?
No, if he does everything normal and he did a good shechita, I could deserve to get paid. I did what you asked me to do.
You didn't do anything.
No, you asked me to make a shechita. I did a shechita. I did the proper shechita. God, the shechita is chal for tumah. It takes away it's nevela. It takes away tumah. I did two oysa. No, here I batched up. I made it to nevela. I batched up. Venibloy. I messed up. I didn't do a good shechita. I messed up. I did agrama, iku, hashriya, dorsa, whatever. I messed up. Hold on. I messed up. All right. It was a treifa, but you could have sold the animal while it was alive as a suffix shayer, because no one knows until they open it up. You have like a present in a hidden box, and I don't know, and then I shoot the box, they come out, there's nothing in it anyway. But it had value, could have sold the maybe. Now the Brichas Ratzeis says, and on the tzad you're going to tell me that I'm poter in ganzen, because it was anyway a treifa. So he says, in Bichlal, this whole halacha is k'mat nat negeir. Because he said that you're never going to be able to prove that. Never. It's a very often. Very often, with Maneno especially, we're machmir on all sirchas on so many things. In fact, I would say I was told that roiv behemis today are treifa, not mamish treifa. They're treifa that we don't eat. They're treifa because on all our chumras of sirchas and treifas. Sorry?
Financially, it's considered a
check. So, Mamela, he said that, how are you going to get the guy? It's impossible, really, to get the guy unless you check the lungs for every single sircha to make sure that it was a Vadik Sheir. Because if it's a Safik Sheir, you have to check it. Vadik can't be Machayev me, because maybe it was a Chayef anyway. So he ends up like Mesupik, like, then this halakha really won't be so Negeya. It's really, you have to check the lungs to make sure it's 100%. And Mamela, yeah.
That's why nowadays, I'm like, yeah.
The now that you know, keep on involving. The Shulchan Aruch lived 400-500 years ago. Sorry? Good. and you want to be mechayiv me, right? If you want to be mechayiv me as a sheikhet, so you have to know, is it a kosher? All right. Let's go to another thing, Rabbi say. It seems from the Mashmois, certainly the way we're setting it up, is that if Yeshay Mechinim Yechay for Pshia, and if Yeshay Mezacha, then Yechay for even an Einus Ken Gneva Vaveda. But what happens if it was something that was an Einus Gomor, right before you shechted it, all of a sudden the chicken jumped, it's over, and you were trying to get it in the right place, and it jumped the last second. What are you going to do? You're going to stun the chicken before? You can't do that. What are you going to do? It was mamish and oynes gamo. Or they have a case, I'm not familiar with the case, but he was mavli his simonim. I don't know, so you couldn't get the simonim. The animal. So you were mamish and oynes gamo. All these, is the sheikhet chayiv for that? So chayiv, he should be potter. Shemesach is potter for oynes gamo. Look, there's a tshuva tashbat and chelek av kofi gimel like that. There's a ketzer kadoshim over here like that. Comes along in Pnei Yeshua, and he's Mechadish, Pnei Yeshua of Nesuga, Tzaditess on Mebeis, he's Mechadish, he says like this, when I have a Shema, and I pay him, it's understood, I'm paying him as a watchman, so he has to do extra shmir, not just, he's not a free watchman, he's not a Shemachin, he's a paid watchman, but knowing his goma that he mamish can't prevent, he's not liable for. That's when his job is to do shmira. He says, but if his job is to shecht and to make a kosher, and the Maisa, he didn't make a kosher, but he didn't make a kosher, so he didn't do his job. Clearly, my payment was that he should do his job properly, and he didn't do his job properly. It was an oinus. But an oinus made him that he couldn't do his job properly. He didn't do his job properly. So Mameli says that he'll be chayiv even for oinus gomor. It's as if you were masna, there's like a masna shemachinim liz kashoyel. That's what you did with this guy. You were masna shemachinim liz kashoyel that he should be chayiv for oinus and gomorim, benegeh to shchita, benegeh to his job. If this was his job, that he has to make it kosher, and he didn't make a kosher, then you're going to get him for not making kosher, even if it's a nine gamma.
See, you wouldn't have to pay him, but how could he make? He's making a whole pilgrimage.
Right, he's being masna ashe mechinim liyis kashoyel.
That's what it says. You see, I'm not trying to pay him.
Meis makalok, we're not talking about.
Why?
No, meis makalok is when you're the shoyel, and yeah, you're high at work. Okay. It's not mamish at the same time.
No, it is. You hold the face, you hold the chicken.
Jumped the last second. If you're masna, you could do it. If you have a hasna, you could do it. So he said, it's an implicit hasna. If I hide you to shech the chicken and make it kosher, you didn't make it kosher. That's a Pnei Yeshua. The mice says, the Taisin Mufush Faket. Taisin in Bamatia Pebezim and Bey says, Lahed Yefaket, Tabayanain is Goma, even if you'll be a nice Isacha here, you'd be Pata. Mamish not like the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, but I figured I would share the information. The mice says, it's a book of the Pnei Yeshua. The Achronim who bring down the Pnei Yeshua, but the mice says, Pash is not like the Achronim. Not like the Rishonim. Why should he be a part of Bay me either? He did his job. If he did the right job, if again, you have to know. He did his proper shkit. The last second, there was a ninus. It wasn't his fault that there was a ninus. I'm giving paying for the shkit, and he did a shkit. Just God that the shkit got messed up. But okay, you have to know. If the name of died, said I didn't do anything. No, if the name of died, said I didn't do a job. So I didn't do my job. And here, I did a job. I just, okay, I hear. Fine. Now, it says over here. All right. It says that that's if they died before, but I did my job. I did the shkita. All right, you have to know. In Mahaya Tavach Mumcha Potter, right? It says he was a mumcha, he's a potter. What's considered a mumcha? The Rishonim say, the Miri says, the mumcha doesn't mean he knows. He's not knowledge. It's not enough that you pass the test and you're knowledgeable in halacha. That's not a mumcha. Mumcha means you are experienced. You actually practiced and you shechted. And the Rishonim say, that it, the shock means something, I'm Shashleima, that it means that you shechted at least three times. That gives you a chazakah. You have experience. You shecht it three times. You've already an experienced sheikhet. You've already considered a mumcha. You're knowledgeable. And you have hands-on experience. So mamela, that's considered a mumcha. And just for food for thought, it's a metzias, I don't know, but the Yamshe Shloime says it's more difficult to shecht a chicken than it is to shecht an animal. I would have thought forget. Mamela, it kind of like this, that if you have experience in shechting animals, so you're not only a mumcha for animals, but you're not a mumcha for chickens. But if you shechted chickens three times, then you're already a mumcha for chickens, and kol shekein, now you're a mumcha for animals. If you can already do chickens, kol shekein, you could do animals. And really, Teres Chaim says it as well, Teres Chaim and Tzadi Tesfam and Beis, and they both say, and that's why, that when you train for shechita, for smicha, for shechita, they train you to shech three chickens. Like this, you become a mumcha for chickens and animals. Why do they work on chickens? Why do they do the chickens much cheaper to, just in case you buy a job? No. The reason we work on chickens is because it's harder to shecht. So this way, you become a mumcha sai for chickens and sai for animals. All right.
That really means is, because if you think about it, and I spoke to people that did it, it seems very difficult to say that that's true.
All right. Rabbeinu, my sister Rabbeinu Yonason and the Piskei Riyah say it as well, that if you do it for chickens, you're a mumcha for animals as well. For Nimivi, it's mashal not like that. Nimivi is mashal that it's harder to do animals than chickens, and therefore if you do it for chickens, you're not a mumcha for animals. All right. Also, maybe it doesn't jump as well, I don't know. Grada, there's a halacha later on in Tiv Zayin that says that you have to prove that you're a mumcha. Later, if there's a suffix, if you're a mumcha or not, the burden of proof is on the sheikh to prove. And we'll discuss, Polina, then why. But just on the side, the Chasdei David says that if you pull out your shtar smicha for shechita, then that's already considered a mumcha, because you don't get a smicha unless you shech three chickens, and it works for everything. Memela, that shtar, that temple that you got smicha, is the raya that you're a mumcha. Memela, then you'll have a loch that you'll be potter. All right. Now, this is about shechting. Now, how do we apply it to other things? My mumcha on buildings, from trunks. I know mumcha on anything that you have to do. You're fixing stuff. Fixing my watch. I give you my gold watch to fix, and I give it to a watchmaker, and he fixes it. And while he's fixing the thing that he wants, he breaks the whole watch. So now what do I do? He messed up the watch. What do I do now?
Doctors.
Sorry? Doctors. Kulila, yeah, Rachman Lazan. That's really serious. Yeah. So what do you do?
Doesn't the Machusa play a big role in that also?
If there is a Din Makusa, then we'll deal with it. But the Piskei Koshin, it clears this as a shayli. They don't know how to apply it. Because, like, see, I guess Shkita is a very isolated mumchi, it's a very isolated service they have to provide. Teshech, the Samanim. So, either you know how to shech Samanim, you don't know. So, if you know how to, very good, so you're a mumcha. So, watch, let's say you're an experienced watchmaker that you could fix watches, echveis, when the dial is stuck, I don't know, right? But doesn't mean you know how to change batteries. Or maybe you know how to change batteries, doesn't mean you know how to fix the dial. Or maybe you know how to do both, but you don't, can't take out the static. He said, just because you already fixed three watches, how is that a raya that you're an experienced watchmaker for my problem? You would have to be a mumcha in my problem, fixing my... A guy, you have a broken dishwasher. So yes, the guys come down, they've already fixed this brand dishwasher three times, but what they always had it because the drainage was clogged. Now you have to fix because the spritzer is stuck. So it's something else. So you would have to be a mumcha on this. So you'd have to prove that you're a mumcha on this Indian. The exact thing that caused the machine to break that you need a fix, you have to prove that you're a mumcha, that you did that already three times. It's very complicated. It's not so easy. What? A license means that you fixed every single problem possible in this machine three times. No, shtar shechita, as I'm saying, it's very isolated. You know how to check some money, so you check the some money. No, that's right. He wants to know the chayish. You have to do every single thing. Just like if you're a mumcha for behemoth, you're not a mumcha for tanagoylem, right? Because it's much more difficult. And the yamshul goes right. Even if you're tanagoylem, but you're not a mumcha for harder tanagoylem, for harder birds, you know, different levels. So just because you fix some stuff doesn't mean you can fix it. You never had. I had a guy who came down to me and he tried to fix my dishwasher and he didn't know what he was doing. No, but he was moody. No, I'm not. I don't know. He moody. He said, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know. I have to find out. I'll have to look up the manual. He never had this problem before.
The guy
was licensed. It turned out that the machine has that if you don't use the dishwasher for a considerable amount of time, then the machine breaks. The drainage doesn't work. A new thing. If you don't use the dishwasher, a new thing, it breaks. He didn't know that. So that's it. Now we know you have to use the dishwasher every couple of weeks so it shouldn't sit idle. She, you could share. Whatever. He didn't know that. So you have to know every single thing to him to be licensed. He's licensed because he's licensed. Nachtem, I don't know. You can add a bake challah. I got it. Yeah, Bilchaya means. So once you're on this thing, the Grada, this Chilek, when you're sheichet beskar yechayv, if you sheichet bechinim, there's a nafkamino between a mumcha and not a mumcha. The mumcha is pot and not a mumcha is chayiv. Granted, the levush is mavur that this halacha is only by a tabach, your dik. But if we talk about a nachtum or a tochin, like the cases of the reisha, then there's no chilik, and by bechinim you're automatically pot, even if you're not a mumcha. That's how the levushim. Some of this was his dik. Why did Makabe say tabach? And really, it's the Gemara as well. The Gemara only talks about tabach. However, it's not true. The Meiri, the Magid Mishnah, has mavur lehedya that this halacha, the chilik between mumcha and namcha, is even by tabach, even by tochin, even by nachtum, that if you're not paid, if you're a mumcha, then you're potter. If you're not a mumcha, then you're going to be chayv even by a nachtum. So yeah, if you give me to, I don't know how to bake. I'm saying, I could try. We could do. I could watch my wife. We could try, but we're not experienced. You didn't do it three times, so you don't. Even if you have the idea, you have to have the experience. If you didn't have the experience, then that's why, if you're not a mumcha, you're chayv. Because who is bet kavet and who is you to come in and try to do it?
Yeah, let's say that you would have to ask him, did you do this three times? He says, no, then he'd be chayv.
Then he'd be chayv because he's not a mumcha. Right, he has to prove.
He
would have to prove that it's
experience over here.
No, let's say he has experience in making challahs, but he has no experience in making kokosh cake. Right? Maybe kokosh cake is harder to make than challahs, right? So then he'd be chayv for kokosh. You messed up my kokosh cake.
I kind of did the same thing.
You kind of know it's a
mistake. I know.
So we'll have to ask the mumchim if the skills are the same or not. If the skills aren't the same, you don't have experience in this skill. You never did this. All right. The laughs that they stick on the side of the ovens. What is that called? Right, but you see, that's right to our pass, right? It's a chokmah. Most bakers say don't know how to do that. It's a special chokmah to have to bake it while it's stuck to the side of the oven. You never did this. You know how to bake challahs. It's very nice, but you don't know how to bake this. And you'd be chayv on this. You tuck a pass in the full and it fell off and it broke. It doesn't work, so you'd be chayv. All right, fine. This halacha, which says.
He misrepresents himself as being a more monk than he is.
And if that makes a difference,
he says it's not a mumcha, he says what he is. That make more
so we discussed, we had that he has a child last time. The Achrayim, there is a dik to the Amshar Shleima, makes a dik that you have to tell the person that I'm not a mumcha and you're taking me al das king. Kilo, like you're taking me al das liftor, bichai gavna. Means just the fact that you know that I'm not a mumcha, if I say this is not enough to part to me, I don't know why. Look, if I didn't fool you, you know I'm not a mumcha and you asked me to do the job. So why am I more shuldig than you? You shouldn't have asked me. I'm not sure on that one. But definitely if that difference of degree of mumcha has made the difference, okay, that.
He's presenting himself as being a dishwasher.
He did,
correct. So tell me
as a phone. That this thing you don't know how to do, correct. If you don't know how to do kokosh cake, just because you're that, you should, right, and so on. That's clear, it's mafurish in the Rishonim. They have to be a mumcha for what you're doing. A mumcha on something similar. Even if he doesn't care, just stam representation is like that. No, stem representation. If you come down, then we assume that you're mumcha of everything. If I'm hiring you, you're mumcha. All right. No, it has to be three the same thing. No, three the same thing. As I'm saying, you have to do three of that. You have to do three behemoths and three tanagoyim and three. You have to do three. You have to have experience as a chazok. You have to have experience doing this. Okay, that's. If you did one animal and one tanagol and one yona, you might have for the animal because you did even worse than the animal. But for the tanagol, the animal doesn't work for, right? So that doesn't work. All right. Another halacha. It says over here, Moye Tabak Mumke is Potter. So the Gemara says, Gemara makes a machloikis. If you have a Tabak Mumke and he's Potter, Gemara says it's a machloikis. Remei and Rabbanon, if Niskal is Peshea. The Gemara says this is just like a Niskal, just like a guy is carrying something, he trips, and we want to know, it's Makleik, Remei Rabbanon, is that considered a Peshea or an Oinis? So too, there's a Makleik over here, if the Sheikhid trips, so to speak, he batches the Shechita, that's like a Niskal. If you're Niskal Peshea, then he's going to be Chayif. We paskin like the Chachom Niskal's Lav Peshea, Memel, you're going to be Potter, Memel, that's why we paskin that Tabach Mumcha, if he's not being paid, he's Potter, because he's not a Peshea, and he's only Chayif Peshea, because he wasn't paid. Right? He's not a Shem Bezak, he's only a Shem Bechina. But he has a din like a Niskal. That's how the Gemara comes and sets it up. Now, Zogt Imre Bin in Dayana Memches, what is Allah, that the Chachom Mumcha, that Niskal Lav Peshea is Potter, but still Chayif B'dinei Shemayim. Memela zaktim rabina to come out that this halachah yitabek mumkas pata should still be chay b'dinei shemayim. Because just like miskal, which is lav peshe, it's still chay b'dinei shemayim. Because the hezek al koponim nasa al yoda was a lav. Uva maisa bo hezek chay al koponim b'dinei shemayim. Since I was giving it to you to watch, and it was nice that you caused the hezek, even though you weren't shuldik, it wasn't a peshe, you chai b'dinei shemayim. That's what the Rebbeinu says.
The
Rebbeinu doesn't say, so pashas, it sounds like it's across the board. But the truth is, not every dinei shemayim the Rebbeinu says. So that wouldn't be such a right. But Lani's daite, I don't understand the Rebbeinu. It's because if you look in the Gemara, when it talks about that Niskal is Chai B'din Nishmaim, the Rashi says in Daf Chavtesim and Aleph Bava Kama, the reason why you Chai B'din Nishmaim is Mishum Deloy Solik Boiroi. Because you didn't remove the bar. What was the case? The case was the guy was walking, he tripped, and he created a bar through his tripping. He was holding a barrel, he tripped, and now there's a barrel on the floor, a broken barrel, or, I don't know, a gummel on the floor, and now this is a tripping hazard, people walk by and could trip over it. And then what did the guy, the chacham said, you know, there's a broken barrel with wine all over the floor, there's a paint, there's a tircha to clean up, what do I have to clean up? I'm after, it's hefka, it's not mine. I don't have to clean up, I only have to clean up what's mine, it's not mine, I don't have to clean it up. And the guy walks away. Walks away from the scene of the accident. He dropped his barrel, created a bar, was mafka the bar, and then walked away. Well, there, the Gemara says that if someone comes along and now trips over that barrel, he's going to be chayev chotch b'dinei shemayim. So, Rashi, why? Even though niskalav pesheya, we can't fault him for the falling, for the tripping, but we could fault him for vetka betin, you should be mafkid and not clean up the barrel. Pick up the barrel. Don't be bechachim. Don't be mafkid. Pick up the barrel and remove the hezek, remove the bar from Rishus Rabin. If you create the bar, or if it's yours, and it's shaloi, right? So what he did was, is he wasn't shuldig for the creation of the bar, because he tripped, and he's not shuldig now for being the balabar, because he was mafkared immediately. On that, the chachamim say, even though he came up with a patent to be pata b'dinei adam, but he's chai b'dinei shemayim, because he shouldn't have been mafkared, he should have removed the hezek, removed the bar. But for the hezek that's done b'shas to nafila while he's tripping, hakibim chayim b'din yishamayim. We hold niskalav peshei. He's not shodik. And Tosfos says lahedya, and it's cheshbon asugya says lahedya. You cannot be chayim b'din yishamayim for any hezek that comes b'shas the takala, b'shas the tripping, because you're lav peshei. You only can be chayim later on for not removing the bar. So here, what was this case? The sheikh batched up while he was shechting. It is not. He wasn't mafka later on, and hezek came on later on. While he was doing, he was a niskal. That's when the hezek came up. The hezek came b'shas the takala, b'shas the tripping, while he was shechting. So here, avada, you're going to be part of even b'dinei shamayim. And Baruch Hashem, I found there's a tshuvis Maria Sad. Okay, let me find it. Yeah, Yehuda Yalan, Yeridei Memtes. The Yehuda Yalan says, Mistimas kol apoiskim, tabach umen shekulkul is pato. If it says like that, pata, it's mashma legamri across the board. V'lo ishtamet le'echemen. He didn't even find one paisik. I guess he didn't have the Rebbeinu. He didn't find even one paisik who said that she b'chay b'din yishamayim. Alkein alkochok is legamri pata. He's pata l'ngansen. He doesn't say my cheshmen. But he just said alkochok. None of the paisik can bring it down. Alkochok is pata l'ngansen. All right. Let's do the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah. And the Ramah says, v'hatabachim. The tabachim, how were they paid? So today you pay them. But then, the way they got paid was through barter. They got paid, but they had the right to take the kakashois from the ksheris. They shechted the animal. If the animal was kosher, they were able to keep the kakashois. So a tabachim, shalekhana kakashois, minaksheris, mikri schar, vim nibloi, chayovim lishalim. If they're whole pay is that they get the kakashoyes. They don't get any dollars, but they get the kakashoyes. It's also schar to become a shem mesacha. What's the chiddush? Why not? I mean, paying him with teretz is because they batched up. So now he made it into a treifa. So he's not getting the kakashoyes. On this animal that he batched up, he's not going to get any pay. He's not going to get the kakashoyes because the animal's a treifa. I'm not sure. Some intestines of the animal, and I don't know where kakashois are. Something inside the animal. A piece. piece of meat, a part of the animal. Okay, so he gets that part of the animal, that's his reward, that's his pay for providing this shechita service. God, the place can be Rambam and all the Shrei Chai V'Kayim, they hold this as a mini garua, terrible mini, you should never do such a thing, because that gives conflict of interest to cause him to say the animal was kosher to be able to get his chat. So they hold Shai Chai V'Kayim, they shouldn't be done. Good, and Yom Shom tries Miyash of the Minig, it's Shach and Yeridea. Good, but the bottom line is, let's say the guy did this. He made up this deal, and he gave this Kaka Shois. Now he botched up, he's not getting his Kaka Shois. So why is he Yishay Mesacha? Zok the Tur, the Turbri is in Sifkot and Yudal, the Smart brings it down. Ava Picha Ein Leikon Klum in Nachefa, Kivin Shim Loya Nachefa, if he wouldn't have botched up, he would have sinimsa zeskore. If he would have done a good job, he would have gotten paid. So he's a paid service provider. He's getting paid for a job. The fact that he bought jobs is not my fault. If he would have done the right job, he would have gotten paid. So he's a shoy mesacha. Oh, yeah. Then you won't have that. If it's in, and you're going with the kesekachim brichas, let's say he wouldn't have gotten it here. What?
He also did it for the best.
He did it for the ritz on the tzad that if it would have been good, yeah, but it's not mamish what we're saying now. We're saying that had he not botched up, he would have gotten it. But now you have to say that he did it because on the tzad that it would have been good, he would have gotten paid. So mamela, that's his pay. He gets a suffix pay. Yeah, okay, well, it's a shayla, yeah, but on the tzad it's good, whatever, good, fine. What's one svara? Another svara, void, hakakashesh, and nice lamenek shayris, hainin skara gamala trefis. You're right, on this trefis he's not getting skar. But the way the tabach in the city was, he had a sheikhit in the city, and he checks all your animals, your chickens, everything he checks. And the deal is, he takes all the kakashesh. So the kakashesh is he taking even from the shayris, are his pay for even the trefis. I'm giving you kakashois this year from all my animals I give you. And you have to check everything. Psych trefis, psych trefis, you have to check. We don't know what it is until you check it. So you got to check everything. So Mamela, why are you in this business? Because you know there are enough kakashois from kshayers to make it your worthwhile to check everything, even your trefis and the trefis. So even for the trefis, you're getting paid. How? By taking the kakashois from the other animals from the ksheris. That's what the Torah says. And the shach brings it down, and the shach Mamela says, and at the end of Sivkon Ches, that the mitam sheni, like his second svara, that he gets paid from the cheyus for the treifus, mitam sheni, because of the yam shoshleima, davishai mesocha gamala tanagoylim. They didn't take kakashoyis from tanagoylim. Maybe there are no kakashoyis in tanagoylim. I don't know what kakashoyis are. But they didn't take kakashoyis from tanagoylim. They only took it from the behemoth. But you're my sheikhet, so you have to shecht everything in the city. So yes, you have to shecht everything. So mameila, the kakashois that you take from the animals is your pay to be my sheikha throughout the whole year, even for the chickens. And Mamela, if you batch up on the chicken, you're going to be chayiv, because you are a shemesacha even on the chickens.
But the, it would work with the first terrace, would work for that?
No, the first terrace won't work, because you never get kakashois from Tanagayim. So it's only that. The mice is, it's, there are Rishonim are not like that. The Tepiski Rid is Mavu and not like that. That you, since you don't take Akashayis from the Tanagailim, you'll only Ashay Machinim in the Tanagailim. And you're going to have to say that in his place, there wasn't that Otman. It means you got paid for the Behemoth, and chickens you did voluntarily, pro bono. If you wanted to Shechta, you did Shechta. If you didn't want to Shechta, you didn't have to Shechta. You weren't Machuv to Shechta. It was not contractual. Sorry? And chickens are even harder to Shechta, right? So you don't even, and you're not Machuv to. I, you did it, because the Paiskim said, there's a tashba, it's a pamonizov, is that people not nimna to shech chickens even for free, even if you don't use me the whole year for animals. And I guess it's harder in mumchias, but it's quicker and easier to do. So it's 3 seconds. Gesundheit, give me a chicken, I'll shech the chicken. I don't even charge you for it. So then there are shaymachinim on the chicken and mela, then there'll be pata if he's a mumcha. All right, you have to know the mitzvah. Every case is different. All right. There's a Hagoyis in the Goyin of Mordechai that the Shach brings down in Sifkot and Zayin. He wants to know that even if you're not being paid for the Shechita, but Lamaisa Geret, a Sheikhet makes a Bracha. And we know Bracha is very chashuv, it's a mitzvah, and it's Chad Bracha. If I steal your Bracha, I have to pay 10 Zuvim. So it's worth 10 Zuvim, your Bracha. If I steal your benching, there's 4 Brachas, there's 40 Zuvim the Gemara has, right? So it's worth a lot. So he's Mesopik that every time I give a Tabak to Shecht, then he should be shaymesacha, even I don't pay him, he'd be shaymesacha because I gave him the ability to make a bracha. I gave him something to make a bracha on. I gave him shechita. I was mamti him this opportunity to shech, to be able to make a bracha. So the schar of the bracha that I gave him should make I he made it. I batched up and was a treifa. And memelis bracha shekem bracha. Beseder, but we have by the kakashoyes also that even though we messed up, but had you not messed up, you would have gotten the schar kakashoyes. It's worth schar. So to had you not messed up, you would have gotten the schar of the bracha. So, Alokhari, I gave you schar. As mamzi, you schar. Very good. Yes, the ksais is kasha. Belt, we're going to get there. Very nice. I'm a mela. But who makes the bracha? But if the shaykh makes the bracha, the owner gets the owner. No, I'm doing the shechita. He's not doing shechita. He's the owner. He's the manufacturer, the franchise. I'm the one who's doing the mitzvah, the shechita. It's my bracha. I make the bracha. It should be my mitzvah. And the mela, he says he's masupik if that's enough to become a shemesaka. Frek the shak, jumps on the shak. Mamish Talmud Toya Kosav is there. Must be a Talmud Toya wrote this. It's the mitzvah sugi mufaresha, sugi arucha in Bava Kama. It says that if it's bechi, him, he's bato. What happened to the bracha? So he says, oh, that's what I want to know. What's the problem? Maybe he already checked a few. Maybe he did his bracha. There's one bracha on all the animals, the Gemara says. So he already did his bracha. So you want mamzi any bracha? I don't know. The shach holds that this is mamish, eyes in akasha, unique with tzarkin, Talmud Toya Kosavizan. Yeah, okay, but then it's not mamish the end. He says sugya marucha. Is that a sugya marucha? It's not the end of the world. Okay. He's talking about the bracha. Talking about the bracha. The Bepula Charifta wants to be machalik. The Bepula Charifta wants to say that yeah, we find by kakashoyis that you consider shemesaka because if you would have done a good job, you would have gotten the kakashoyis even though you didn't do a good job. But that's your scar. He said by a bracha it's worse. A bracha if the guy batched up, it's not just pshat. He didn't get the scar of the bracha. He got an aveira. He said a bracha levatola. It's a bracha for nothing. It's mamish gaga felik. So he says, I don't know why, but he says, memeila, you don't have that type of alum that's like Yavak Kakashoy. Since the guy messed up, so it turned out he didn't get any scar for his bracha. Adrab, he's made shem shemayim levatala. He made a bracha levatala, so that's not scar. That's even worse.
I don't see any from my you had a bracha on the shechita. I want to do a shechita.
And you didn't do a shechita.
It's like, watch, so what? But my act is an act, but I'm trying to do shechita.
No, you didn't do a shechita. Mavish Kala. It's not for a bracha of Adam? For his tesis? For the Kama? Alright. The Maizir Pebuka Rita says that for a bracha of Atala, you have to be more careful and oinis, you have a lily zar. That's what Pebuka Rita says. So it comes along. The ksois over here in the Trumas Akri, brothers, Shevazach and Yachat, see, Mamish the same word. You have to know, could be it's really the Trumas Akri wrote, even if you do the Trumas Akri, as my Zayda, he wrote a lot. He was the one who printed the ksois in the Nagdam. Clearly, he did changes. We don't know that, but he did changes in the ksois. I wonder if this is the ksois or the Trumas, I don't know. But the Trumas Akri says the exact same thing as the ksois over here says, and says that mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. And Mamela a bracha cannot be considered schar. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. And it brings a raya, your raya from Shema Aveda. Why do you have to come on to put to Rav Yosef for that while I'm being Isaac in that Veda, I save myself from giving tzedakah, and that's the pruta that's going to make me into a Shema Sacha. Stams, factic says. I picked up the Aveda, I'm Isaac in the mitzvah, picking up the Aveda. No, but it's by Shechita, maybe there's no mitzvah, it's only a bracha. But when you're actually doing a mitzvah, you should have a mitzvah, the mitzvah itself. So you have mitzvah, the mitzvah. Frektik sois, what happened to the mitzvah, Shavis Aveda, that l'choy should make me into Hashem Asakha and give me the schar. Elamayzak tzitzis, you see that mitzvah is a lav lehen is nitnu, and memela, that's not considered schar, and memela, that's why it's very good, why you're only considered a Shem Mechina. All right. If I steal your bracha, you did the bracha. You stole the bracha. But to say that's mitzvah's land is not that now. You have to know. Good. The Erech Shai argues with the Ksais and the Tumu Sakri, because the Erech Shai says, Apida Achroin, and Achroin want to be machalik, that when do we say mitzvah's love land is no, when you're forced to do the mitzvah. So it's a chayv on you. It's bar kochay, right? The oil al tzavori, Rashi says, right? That's mitzvah lav lenis. The oil al tzavori to be a yid. You got to do it because you're an eved to Hashem. That's where you got this. Malav lenis, no. But if it's a voluntary mitzvah, you don't have to do. You could choose and decide, yeah, nish. Right? So then mitzvahs all lenis, no. Mameli says like this: by aveda, I'm a chayv to pick it up. By kisi adam, even though I'm not mechuyv to shecht, but once I do shecht, I'm mechuyv to be mechasad adam. So mamel, if you steal that, as you have kaiv yudzuvim, because it's a mitzvah which I'm mechuyv to do. So if it's lav lednison, that's not going to make me a shem esachem. Mashenkin zok there, when it comes to shechita, v'et kebetin. So don't shecht. You're not mechuyv to shecht. Don't shecht. This type of mitzvah, you can't say lav len is nino. His len is nino. I decided to shecht and to make a bracha, so I have the schar of the bracha. So that schar should be worth something. So that schar should make me into a shem esacha. Mamele, he argues with the ksais. Like that achreinah chilek, he argues with the ksais and shum esakri. So now we're left off, why isn't a bracha a schar to become a shem esacha? He's himself Pazarais, but yet there's a Divrei Chaim and Shemim Yotes who touches on the same type of Indian, whatever. There's a lot on this. Comes along at the Divrei Chaim and he changes the Kasha around. Has a different perspective. Okay, let's say, let's get out of the Kasha like that. I have a different way to ask the Kasha. It's like the Divrei Chaim. We know by Shema Aveda that calls man, you're being Isaac in the Aveda, you're part from Pruta to Rav Yosef, and that's going to make you into a Shema Zacha, because he saved himself the Pruta that you have to give to Anani. So, frak the Divrei Chaim, that's the Kasha over here. If you have a Bracha, you should be a Shema Zacha, because while you're making the Bracha, you don't have to give it to Anani. While you're being Isaac in the bracha, you're potter, so you have the same dinner, Pruta Rav Yosef, just like Pruta Rav Yosef. It's Mechayiv Hashem Avedim, it's Machlek Rav Yosef, but on the tzad that you're Chayiv Hashem Esacha, as Pruta Rav Yosef, so here too you should be Chayiv Hashem Esacha, you should be Chayiv, because of Pruta Rav Yosef, you saved yourself the Pruta while you're doing the bracha. I don't know about you, but we the Chassidish, we make brachas, it takes half a minute, l'chala fachas. And then the hachon into the bracha, if they're going to make, this is the whole process, it's not so simple. This is the whole process. I save myself the time, what's going on? I save myself the mitzvah of the tzedakah. Grada, there is a ulama mishvot, here, tries to say your teretz. Based on the taisis, there's a taisis and shvus, memdavon on the base, taisis is like this, if you're muda hana, I'm not going to be nene from you. I made a ned, I'm not going to be nene from you. Comes Rosh Hashanah, I want to blow a shayfa. I don't have a shayfa, you have a shayfa. I'm allowed to take your shayfa and blow your shayfa. I'm mudahana, is awesome. I'm not allowed to be nene from you. No, mitzvah's love, len is not no. I'm doing the mitzvah, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm blowing shayfa. I'm not doing it for the music, I'm not doing it to enjoy myself, to relax. I'm doing it for the mitzvah, but to keep your shayfa. So my male mitzvah's love, len is not no, and it's fine. Factices, yeah, but you're fedim pruta de Rav Yosef. Why are you blowing the shayfa? You're fedim that you don't have to give tzedakah to Anani. On Yom Tov, you could also give tzedakah, I give food, I give anything. I'm fedining that I don't have to give tzedakah to the Ani. So of that, I should be already chayiv. For that, I should be also bahano. What happened to that chelik? And for Taisis, not a problem. Why? Because it's for a short period of time. I can make sure that while I blow the shofar, no Ani is in sight. If I see an Ani in sight, I won't blow the shofar. When I see the coast is clear, then I'll pick up the shofar, and then I'm going to make the tekiyas, and I'll do it. So Mamela, I'm fine. So Zok to Ulam HaMishvot, so to here. Mamela, the Erech Shai's Kasa, not Nishkin Kasha, because it's just a short period of time. Mamela, I don't have any Ano. I don't save myself from Pruta de Rav Yosef. Mamela, that's why I'm not a Shema Zacha. That's what Ulam Mishvot say. I don't understand what he's talking about. Taiz is talking about, not because Havad, even if it takes 10 seconds to keep Shefa, I could Havad save myself in Yanni. Taiz is saying, you're right, in the Bechai Gavin, you will not allow to blow the Shefa. You could only blow the Shefa when you know that there's no Ani around. But when you're giving me to Shecht, you didn't make a condition that I can only Shecht when there's no Ani around. You give me something to Shecht, I can Shecht no matter what. I Shecht whenever I want. And the Ani coming, carloads of Ani coming with the papers are coming. You never know when they're really coming, but they're coming right now. So lemaisa geret, at least I have a right to shecht, even if the aniyim are coming. And memeila alfadin the proof to the rav yisus. So lechay, that should make me the
shemizata. You should
want to give them the aniyim. When? Can they not? Maybe I want to part myself from giving tzedakah. You have to know where I'm holding. Now, it's nebuch that they're coming around. It's halavai, there shouldn't be aniyim. It's shem Mashiach comes, there won't be aniyim. But the vow, kozman, that they are aniyim, we're in gold, it's aniyim. L'choya, I should have the dinner, put the rayasim. And male affected the rechaim aizen. L'choya, I should be shem mesoch. As the cheshmin of the bracha, as the put the rayasim of the bracha. As they affected. Okay, l'maisa, I don't have aizen.
You're constantly dealing with it,
and that's
the one time
I'm picking up. Why not? For that one time I'm pretty dumb, yes, why not? It has to be constant. And if it's something.
Can't suddenly be dealing with it.
And if I'm dealing with it right now, but Shashkita, these 10 seconds, I'm dealing with it. With the brokers.
Wait, it's not. You mean that you can do it now,
that's what Taiz says. Taiz is not like that. If you look at this, it's Mandalam Vase, Tav Taiz, look it up. Yeah, I could do it in. Time at a time when the aniyim are not there. It means I'm setting it up to do it like that, but if I don't set it up, Al-Khay should be. Alright.
If he's doing it as a business, it's considered a mitzvah.
But he's making a bracha.
Same,
I don't know, Al-Khay. Why are you going to that? If a Rebbe is a malami, he's going it because he wants to make brachas. He wants to do shkita. That's why he took a klei kodesh, take a malacha. Alright. Let's move on, Rabbi. So we don't have much time here, but let's see what we could cover. Sif Hey. Bamedva Mamurim. What are we talking about? Shenibla bevadai, that you definitely made it into a nevela. You botched up big time. But if you only messed up besafik, you made as a treifa that is a machloikas hapoiskim if it's a treifa or not. According to some poiskim, you're allowed to eat it. It's ksheira. According to other poiskim, you're not allowed to eat it. So you have something. You did something that caused it to be a safik issa. Kegoin, sheshoa b'mit ha-simonim, you did shehiya b'mit simonim, then you're going to be potter. V'chein, emot ha-sakim pogum, you checked the knife afterwards, and you found that to be pogum. V'ubot chetchila, and he checked the knife before he used it. So now he shecht it. And now we want to know, did he batch up or not, which we're going to see what that means. And it's a sofik trefer. Kevin dikilameima, be'etam ha-mefrekis nifkama, since you could say that Be'etam HaFrekas means after you already cut the two simonim, then you went too far and you hit into the bone of the Be'etam HaFrekas and that caused the pegim in the knife. But the shechita was a be'emes a kosher shechita. But you could say, no, maybe it was already nifkam the knife at the beginning of the shechita, or even before the shechita, or at the beginning when you were cutting and you cut the hide, you did it too quick, or whatever it is, you messed up the knife. So we don't know when the knife became nifkam. Was it before you cut the samanim, or after you cut the samanim? So you have a suffix now, is the shechita kshera or not? The halacha is, lenin mamun loy mafkina mi safik. You're not mafkina the mamun mi safik. You can't be machayev the tabach. He could say, I did a good job. It's a kosher animal. Lamai cigarette, you're not allowed to eat the animal. Because it's safik, isn't right? So, lamai cigarette, the animal is treif. Mitzvah, it's practical. You can't do anything with the animal. You have to sell it off to a guy. So I batched up. But I say, no. Kimli kilo. There's a tzad that I didn't patch up. There's a suffix here that maybe it's not a treif. It's really a ksheira. So to be mechayv me money, you can't. How much make a veil of a rice? So come there.
Let's say you're shepherding the son of Yosef Chaim Zohar that you know he doesn't eat for anything that's a child on it.
I know the Klai Yisrael doesn't eat something that is a shor but meets a man, which you're going to see. But well, we're going to he was boydik it, but we have a shiloh where this pagam happened. If it happened by the etzman mefrakis, or it happened at the beginning, what?
He was
boydik it tchila, but maybe we're going to see. Bal tosma, we'll see. We'll explain. Could be getting the scar, he's in Baiti, correct. He will not be able to get his pay because he's Moiti. Maybe you best up, right? You don't deserve pay, correct.
One animal.
Who cares if
he can say that shit's kosher? It's not kosher.
I said
the guy can't eat it. Doesn't care if it's kosher.
And
he can't eat it.
Right, but I can't
eat it. So
you can't eat it. But you want to say that I did batched up. I could tell you I didn't batch up. I did a kosher. It's not going to be all right.
Whatever it is, but I said I can't eat it.
So let's see Rama. Even though we are knowing that we do ask of these fakes, bottom line is you botched up. Because I could tell you, it's a suffix. So even though we're machmer, but we're only machmer, machmas the suffix. So at the end of the day, the reason why you're not eating because you are not sure. But maybe it's a ksheira. So if it's maybe a ksheira, I didn't do anything wrong. Even though the Truma Sadeshin argues, the Truma Sadeshin holds that since Lemaisa you can't eat it, and you did something that's in the Sheikhtim's handbook, in the times of Truma Sadeshin, they had a handbook for Sheikhtim of what the treifas are, what to do, what not to do. It's a story. It's a Sheikhtim's handbook, Biyada Tabachim. And since it's known that you're not supposed to be sure of the Mit HaSimonim, it was well known that you're not supposed to be doing this, and it's well known, all these fakers. So you did something that you knew Mitchila, that if you're going to do it, you're batching up, and you're answering the animal to the Bailin. Therefore, Zakta Chum is Adachi, you're going to be Chayiv, even though it's a Safik. Not like the Ramah. But the Ramah argues, the Masas Kenirali, not like the Chum is Adachi. So the Machloik is, when it's a treifa that the tabachim should be aware of, or are aware of, or should be aware of, that this will cause the bailam not to be able to eat it. It will be something that we have to asa machmas to safik, whether that's considered a chiv mamen or mazik or shema, whatever this is or not. The Ramah passed into your potter, and the Chumash Zeshem passed into chayv.
What's the shema?
No, we didn't talk about it. I don't know. That I don't know. My said, we're talking about Bidin Yodim, this Machlok is Ramah and the Chum is Adeshin. How do we paskin? That's already a problem. How do we paskin? There's a Taz who goes with Ramah, and the Yamsha Shloima and the Shach, the long Shach and Sivkan Yud, goes like the Ramah, they're like the Chum is Adeshin. They hold, yes, if you knew about it, and then you're going to be Chayef. If you didn't know about it, then you'll be Potter. But if you knew about it, that if you make this Sofik, you're going to be Chayef, and you made this Sofik, you will show up B'mit HaSimonim, then you're going to be Chayef on this. That's how the Shach and the Yam Shishonim are Paskin. You could take Kim Likarama, yeah. Kim Likarama Taz, yeah, it's a Sofik almost Shakal, yeah, and a Hanami, you could. But now let's try to understand this Chumas Adeshin. So, the Welt understood this Truma Sadeshin. Many Achrayim understood it like this. And as you say this to Kashayla, Rabbi Sai, every time you're mazik, besofik, if you do something that's a sofik, that causes a vadi hezek lemaisa, but lemaisa is only a sofik. Means the reason why the hezek came there, because you don't know, like this case, you might know it's a ksheira. Are you chayiv or not? Is that other mamazik? Are you other mamazik? Maybe is it a mazik? Because a maisa geret, it's worthless. Because we have to be machma on the suffix. Well, no, it's not other mamazik. Because klapish ma'egad, there's a tzad that it's kosher. They have a case of maimit shloshtun, where there's a case where it's, I sold you a chayv. Reuven owes me money, and I sold you the chayv. So now Reuven owes you money. And I was able to chacham. After I sold you the chayv, I was moichel the chayv. And now, let's say in a case where there's a machloikis, if my mechila works. So at the end of the day, you're going to try to collect from Reuven, and we're going to tell you, have a nice day, I already have a mechila. It's a machloikis. Good. Kim li zak Reuven, I don't owe you money, because I already have a mechila. So then you come to me and say, hey, look what the mess you put me in, you caused me that I can't collect my chayv. I can say, yeah, well, maybe like the sheet is all that mechila doesn't work, and you could collect the chayv, go collect the chayv from Reuven. I don't mind if you collect the chayv from Reuven. So the shaila is, could you get me out of my mazik or not? I can say, what out of my mazik? Go collect from Reuven. And you're going to tell me, come on, you know b'metzias, you messed me up, you made a matzav that I can't collect from Reuven. So even though it's a sofek hezek, but practically it's a vadei hezek. Is that other mamazik or not? So Achrayim want to say that from this shach Chumas Adeshin, you see that making a sofek hezek, but lemaisa to hefsed, that's already other mamazik, and I can bechayv you at other mamazik. And the Ramah seems to hold on like that. So maybe this is the machlokes from Ma and Chumas Adeshin. If you have a sofek hezek, that's a hefsed lemaisa, is that other mamazik or not? What bothers me, it doesn't really go so well, is because it's Mavun, the Chumas Adeshin and the Shach, that they were only mechayiv the Tabach if the Tabach knew about this. He has the Tabach handbook, And this was mentioned on page 3 of the Tabuch Handbook. This is a no-no. Don't be sure b'mita simonim. But if it was those type of treifas that were not mentioned in the Tabuch Handbuk, that the Truma Zadesh and the Shaksei Lehedja, then you're going to be potter. Because you could say a Matzmenker Velav right. Right? Like the Ramah type of a sword. Maybe it was a treifa, maybe it wasn't a treifa. You only could get me because I knew for sure that it was a treifa. So now the kasha is mamazik. If you're getting me out other mamazik, who cares I knew or didn't know? Let's say I didn't know. I was mazik animal. If a sofik hefsid is considered a hefsid and it's other mamazik, I was mafsid animal. If the sofik says it is not, fine. But if it is, then I was mafsid animal. So it should be chayiv even if I didn't know, even it wasn't mentioned in the Tabuch Handbook. Elamai, you're going to tell you that a sofik hefsid is not a hefsid, then another kasha is the other way. So what does help that it was mentioned in the handbook? So it was mentioned in the handbook, but at the end of the day, it was only a sofik. But my mother, it needs a beer. What's going on in the Truma Zadesh and the Shach? Why did tell you the fact that I knew about it? So I wanted to tell you, I know it's a chiddush, but I wanted to tell you that al-kochuk, you see from here, that a sofik hefsid is not a hefsid, even like the Truma Zadesh. And you're not getting me out of the mamazik. What you're getting me is, maybe like a Pnei Yeshua type of a sofik. What you're getting me is, look, I hired you to check the animal, and you're supposed to do a good job as a tabach. And there are certain things that you're supposed to do, and you know what you have to do. Whatever it says in the handbook, you gotta do. That's what I hired you for. And you know this is a no-no. You don't do shabbat with mitzvah samanim. You're not allowed to do this. So when I hired you lechatchila to be a tabach, it was implicit understanding that you're accepting the responsibility if you batch up in the mumchis called tabach. Whatever it says in the handbook, whatever it says that you're supposed to know about, that you're messing me up in the shechita, adas kein you mechayid yourself to pay. It's not me din adam amazik. Me din adam amazik, it's only a sofik in your pot, like the Ramah. But it's implicit that if I'm hiring you to do the shechita, you accept it upon yourself, the achrayis, the eschayis, that if you're going to mess me up, that lemaisi your shechita is going to mess me up, that it's going to make it into a treifel, the poil, that I can't eat it, you're going to be chayiv for such a treifel, for such a shechita. If it doesn't say it in the handbook, I can't hold you responsible. You don't know about it. It means that that's kain, you didn't accept upon that responsibility. You accept upon what you know, but what you don't know, you didn't accept upon that responsibility. Look, that's how I would have said. So it comes out, but if it's talking about my mitzvah and other things like that, lav davki bichay could be even the truma zadat and a shaka moida that a suffolk hefsid is potter. Maybe it's only over here because this is what I paid you to do shchitas. You got to do a good shchita.
Why is that something else? I know for a fact you're not going to be able to do that because he's going to say kimli.
Right. So
why is that a direct mazik?
Because kapish ma'igalia, maybe you could collect. Don't take it up with me.
Mazik, I knew you were going to lose.
This is the shayla, but Ramo clearly says. But Ramo sees clearly not like that. Ramo is the takapot, even though it's
because the guy wanted to check the good, he messed up.
No, but he's Bezim, he's responsible for the messing up. He's not an oynus here. He's really shouldered for the way he messed up. Just the poil, it might still be a ksheir, so I can't get him. If I would know for sure it's a vade treva, vade would be mechayiv him. I just can't be mechayiv because it's a tzadar. It might still be a ksheir.
But in the case where the dafka wanted to be mazim because I knew that luck would come out like that.
So Grada, I found tonight, Mamish, I didn't understand how they're coming from. I found tonight that the Chumas Chalkas Yoiv in Yeriday Simon Chav Beis, Toich Dvorov, he brings it aloch and he says, yeah, Mamish, the case of Mamish Loshin, and yeah, the guy's going to be Chayv because of the Chumas Zadesh and the Shach, and it doesn't go to Ramah, but it's fine, yeah, the Chumas Zadesh and it goes with the Chumas Zadesh and the Shach, he can be Chayv for Sofak Mazik. And the previous paragraph he says, you Chayv for Garmi. Means vice toys, then it's not mamish adam mamazik. It's only garmi. It's not mamish adam mamazik. And memela, now it's much better. I'll explain to you why. Because in Hilkas garmi, the chiddush akra that adam mud loyelam yichayiv even for einis is only by adam mamazik. But for a garmi, lav davke yichayiv einzin. You only chayiv for pshia, karv le pshia, mezid, karv le mezid. You have to be shuldik to be chayiv for garmi. But if you're an einis, then we don't have a chiddush akra to be chayiv for garmi even an einis. So kum tois, that's very geshmak here. The pshat is that if it's in the handbook and you know about it, so you're chayiv for garmi. If it's not in the handbook and so the male you don't know about it, so you're like an oynis kein avedu or gneva, I can't get you for garmi. But had it been a vadai treifa, then I would get you even if it's not in the handbook. Because if we a vadai treifa, then I'll get you for other mamazik. Then I can get you mamish for other mamazik.
In the case of mamish shloshim.
So the case of Maimit Shloshin over there, I'll be chayv atzgarmi. Atzgarmi means I'm not getting you. They'll hold that you're not getting as other mamazik mamish. You're only getting atzgarmi. Memel, if I know about it, I'm a garmi. If I don't know about it, ignorance is bliss. But if, and why? Because it's only a suffix, so it's really not other mamazik. It's only garmi amazik. But it'll be a vaday, then it'll be other mamazik. Then I'll take a get you, even though you didn't know about it. It wasn't in the handbook. Then I'll take a get you for it, because then you'll be other mamazik, other mudloilam. And I'll get you even for inus. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here, but Belina Doit Chazai next week will take it to the next step.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.